members had expressed concerns about monies that were pension rises that they were owed going as far back as the 2nd of February 2022, and they haven't received them. And again, we're all aware of the cost of living crisis and the cost of energy and inflation, and we've even seen a figure of 13% for food inflation last week. Our pensioners are under pressure. And this is money that they're owed, that they've made contributions to. And there's a member that I spoke to last week, and this gives you the personal element of it. A gentleman, a very, very proud member, who gives decades of exemplary service, and I do stress decades of exemplary service, who was actually caught up in a scenario. He was going to have to contact family members for a help out, for a handout, because he was actually struggling to pay an electricity bill. And that's the human effect. Mm.
Now, this isn't a top-up or a bonus or a boost. This is money that was agreed but has yet to be paid.
Yes, Greg. I suppose if you go back in time, pensions would have been linked to pay rises. You know what I mean? Not index-linked, but as pay progression proceeds to the public service, there's a set fee also goes to pensioners. So if I get 2% as a public servant, the pensioner also should get 2%. So in the last pay deal, to just give you the figures, those 3% agreed from the 2nd of February, 1.5% from the 1st of October 2022, and 2% from the 1st of March just gone. And there's been no payment issued. None whatsoever.
Has there been any explanation issued?
We issued a correspondence last Friday to the HSE advising that we have a delegation going to Manor Hamilton this morning. And we asked two questions. One was the reason for the delay, and two, a timeline for payment. We received an ambiguous email that has actually raised more need for clarifications than given us any definitive answers, to say that they're quoting a circular that ceased to exist from 2020 on, and they're basically saying they're looking after 44,000 retirees across the country, and they're to go through everyone on an individual basis. Like, this is shocking in the extreme, because we would have understood, you know, it's new with payroll systems and the massive capital investment into payroll structures and pensions. You would imagine that, you know, okay, there is financial governance and proper audit, and once all those rules are met, you would think it would be a simple version of inputting data, and that the computer system, the IT system, should just be able to come out with a result rather than individually going through every individual person. But like, there's 44,000 retirees across the country, we understand, is affected by this.